Question from Mahesh Prabhu. Srila Prabhupada said that 80% of the devotees go to heavenly planets. Can the following thing be inferred from the above statement? Most of the devotees cannot enter in the spiritual world in this day of Brahma, because if one goes to the higher planets, by the time he returns back, at least 35,000 years will have passed here, and there won't be any ISKCON. In the remaining 20% devotees, some may take birth again as humans in this earth and may get one more chance to perfect their lives. In this case, by practicing Krishna consciousness, most of the devotees are going to heavenly planets rather than to spiritual world. And it seems Krishna consciousness is giving temporary relief from the miseries by sending most of the devotees to higher planets. Answer. First of all, I have never encountered this quote of Srila Prabhupada saying that 80% of the devotees go to the heavenly planets. A quick search of the Veda base, which contains all the teachings of Srila Prabhupada that have been recorded, also did not yield this quote. So, unless I have a reference, a clear, unambiguous reference, not just a word of mouth statement, but a reference to a written work, I would treat this quote with some reservation. Nonetheless, let's look at the analysis. It is true that if we practice Krishna consciousness and have a lot of material desires, and Lord Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita, in the section from verses 37 to 45 in the 6th chapter, that the transcendentalist who has not completed the spiritual journey can go to the heavenly planets if the primary distraction for that transcendentalist is the excess of material desires. So if devotees go to the heavenly planet, it is possible that they may be trapped there for a long time, and then they may not be able to advance further. Because as you rightly pointed out, after they come from the heavenly planets, the golden period within Kali Yuga will have passed away, and they will be probably in the darkness of the darkest part of Kali Yuga. And certainly spiritual life will be difficult at that time. So this particular analysis can be seen in two ways. First is that this can be used to increase our seriousness in Krishna consciousness by thinking that I shouldn't take any chances. Let me practice Krishna consciousness wholeheartedly right now, and let me finish off my business in this very lifetime. At the same time, the mind is so cunning that this same analysis can work in a distorted way and make us discouraged about our Krishna consciousness by thinking, oh, as it is, I am not going to go to the spiritual world, and again, I will go to heaven, again I will have to go back to Kali Yuga only. So then also I will have to deal with Kali Yuga, now also I am dealing with Kali Yuga only. So where is the problem solved? Let me just enjoy over here. So ultimately, the philosophy has to be utilized to inspire us in Krishna consciousness. So as devotees, we need to have faith in Krishna's mercy. And if we do look at the lives of many of the devotees who have departed within our movement, they have departed in extraordinary, exemplary circumstances. And they have achieved such lofty realizations and extraordinary absorption in Krishna and remarkable attachment from worldly things just by the practice of Krishna consciousness for one lifetime. And some of these devotees were no doubt very advanced souls from a previous life itself, as could be seen by their being spiritual seekers even before they were introduced to Krishna consciousness. But there were many other devotees who were just living in the material world like other materialistic people, and were by the pushing of some other devotees introduced to Krishna consciousness, and they achieved extraordinary advancement. So Giriraj Maharaj is writing a book many moons about several of the illustrious devotees who have departed in an exemplary way from the spiritual world, from the material world. And if we look at those stories, we can clearly recognize that this is not the kind of departure that a person who is destined to go to heaven will have. Completely free from material desires, practically speaking. So as devotees who have been reassured by Srila Prabhupada Srila Prabhupada told us that if you just practice chanting 16 rounds, the following four regular principles for this one lifetime, by this one lifetime you can go back home, back to Godhead. So that was Srila Prabhupada's repeated assurance. And there is the other story that Srila Prabhupada told that you have to become 100% Krishna conscious for you to go back to Godhead. And then when that was, devotees became crestfallen. And Prabhupada said, okay, if not 100%, then 80%, 90%, whatever. 70%, 60%. And finally Prabhupada said, you just catch hold of my dhoti, I'll take you back to Godhead. Now, what does that mean? That doesn't mean that we can be lax in our practice of Krishna consciousness. But what Srila Prabhupada is indicating is that the power of his mercy, and his heart is connected with Krishna's heart. And if he just sees that we are sincerely trying to please him and assist in his mission, and we are trying to purify our heart, then he will pray to Krishna, and Krishna and he together will orchestrate our life in such a way that we can return back to the spiritual world. So therefore, as devotees, rather than analyzing too much about how things will work out in our lives, we can look at Prabhupada's specific statements, which are quite encouraging, and we can look at the inspiring examples of the devotees who have departed in exemplary Krishna consciousness, and take that as an inspiration for going back home, back to Godhead at the end of this very lifetime. Now, if at all it happens that some devotees go to heavens, that it so is a gain. That also is a gain, because certainly they are not suffering in the darkness of Kali Yuga as other people would be. And they're actually, one who goes through karma kanda, that means material ritualistic activities, to heaven, and one who goes to heaven through performance of devotional service, the two are at a different level, because the first is just infatuated with material desires, and the karma kandi here. The karmakandi is infatuated by material desires, it will go to heaven and come back again and again be infatuated by material desires. But as far as the devotee is concerned, the devotee, even if in a rare case the devotee goes to heaven, but the devotee has a temporary infatuation with material desires, which is actually causing the distraction from Krishna consciousness. But by enjoyment in the heavenly planets, that infatuation will go back, will go away. And then when the devotee is born in the material world, he will keep moving forward ahead in Krishna consciousness. So certainly, for a devotee going to heavens is not like a materialist, not like a religious materialist going to heaven. And that's why Krishna consciousness, in whichever way, is auspicious. It is not like material life work, which only provides temporary benefit, because it has provided eternal benefit to the devotee, because whatever devotional attraction to Krishna that he had developed in this life is still there. And apart from that, whatever infatuation with material desires he had, that got exhausted by the practice of by the enjoyment in heavenly planets, and now the devotee can undistracted focus on returning back to Krishna. So in all ways, Krishna consciousness is extremely auspicious, and in all likelihood, if we sincerely practice, we have a realistic chance of returning back to the spiritual world itself at the end of this life. Thank you.